Day 17. Keep your ways pure. Let's just look at a couple of verses here. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Proverbs 15, verse 26. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but those of the pure are pleasing to him. And finally, 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. We are more aware than ever of the sexual traps that seek to ensnare us and ruin our reputations. We are all aware of the secular and church leaders around the world who have made poor sexual choices and so damaged their ability to run their race. In the past, we have considered sexual sin to be an exclusively male problem. But in today's society, we must realise that women are no longer immune. With the increased sexualisation, homosexuality and fantasy in our society, we all need to make a determined decision to keep our ways pure. As with most sin, we do not realise we have a problem until we recognise it and are prepared to admit that it is one. We can excuse our browsing on the internet as just a normal guy thing, or our obsession with fantasy novels as, well, I need to relax after a hard day. But deep within, we know when our life is not pure. I remember listening to this challenge. If your thoughts were to appear on the flat screen of your church, would you be comfortable if people knew what you were thinking? This may seem a little harsh, but it is a good reality check. If we really live devoted lives, then our ways need to be pleasing to God. In the Bible, it is very clear that God does not enjoy sexual impurity, so we need to change. In the verse above from Proverbs, you will have read that God detests the thoughts of the wicked, but he loves those of the pure. We need to acknowledge that the seeds of sexual sin are first sown in our minds, and so we need to take responsibility for and discipline our thoughts. Often we can feel that lustful thoughts or flirting with pornography are not really affecting our spirituality and that this whole area is just overemphasized. It can appear for many years that a secret habit is not limiting your anointing or influence, but do not be fooled. I have found that the enemy loves to keep your sins secret, wait for you to increase in prominence, and just as you are about to fulfill your calling, the sin will be exposed, your ministry disqualified, and many people who followed you will be wounded. While your sin is hidden in the dark places, it has power over your life, but if confessed, you can walk free and forgiven. The enemy always exposes our secret with maximum humiliation, but God always covers our sin with outrageous love. So do not let the devil convince you to live a secret life of compromise. Decide to keep your way pure. I have had the privilege of praying with many people over the years as they have confessed deep sin and watched the power of forgiveness wash them clean. I have also watched the determination of those who make their lives accountable as they make their vow to keep their way pure. Often we need more than one prayer. We need a friend to walk with, someone to challenge us and remind us that we need to keep choosing and doing what is right. Today, deal with those little foxes that could ruin your life. Don't make excuses anymore, but pursue a holy lifestyle free from sexual sin. Let's pray. Father, I want my ways to be pleasing to you. Forgive me when I've made excuses for my sin rather than confessing my actions. I ask you to teach me to be pure. Awaken my conscience again so I do not disregard your prompting when my choices are being challenged. Let all my thoughts be pleasing to you. Help me recognize when I should run from bad influences and unhelpful friendships. Let me keep my ways pure. Amen.